This is 90.5 WKAR, your NPR station. All week, we've brought you our new My Voice segment. We've listened to five Michiganders give their perspective on race and ethnicity.
My name is Ashley Bell, born and raised here, lived in Lansing my whole life. African American, Irish, German, Egyptian.
I'm Justin Sheehan. I am white, Caucasian, Irish, and grew up here in Lansing.
My name's Clara Martinez. Chicana is my ethnic group, and I was born in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Well, my name is Juan Clark. I am a black male from Detroit, Michigan, from the west side of Detroit.
Well, my name is Ariana Kwan. Well, I was actually born in Beijing, China, but I am Korean. So that was an interesting dynamic growing up.
Our panelists are not speaking for everyone who shares their race or ethnicity, only sharing their perspectives. With the recent violence in Charlottesville and other headlines, we thought this would be a good time to offer points of view expressed in a calm manner. Our digital news director, Reginald Hardwick, asked all of our panel their backgrounds and where they grew up, followed by three questions. What is their first memory of learning they were different? What is misunderstood about their race or ethnicity? And what makes them proud of their race or ethnicity? Today, we're hearing from a young man from Detroit who met diversity through bowling.
Well, my name is Juan Clark. I am a black male from Detroit, Michigan.
What is your first memory of something that told you you were different?
Growing up as a child in Detroit, Michigan, you really don't see that much difference until you're actually going into probably different areas. Like I bowled as a child from age 4 to 17 up into high school. And I started off at like a kind of like a youth league kind of in Warren, Michigan. And then kind of like getting older, when I turned, I want to say 12 or 13, I joined the travel league. And in that travel league, the only black people were me, my cousin, and one of my close friends. And out of the three black kids that were bowling there, it was like 40 to 50 other white kids like bowling or whatever. So you can kind of like see the difference in the way they talk to their parents and the way we kind of communicate with our parents and our family and our community.
What is least understood about African Americans, do you think?
That's a great question. I would say the least understood for African Americans is that although times are changing, we still have to look at where we came from and the history that we have behind us. Like, of course, now we have equal education, but sometimes it's not equal education in our eyes. We always see that a person of a different race always have an upper advantage over us and that we always have to succeed, because being in the classes that I've been in, it was like either I was the only black male in the class or I was the only black person overall. And being in a college that's like very, very small and only has like 20 students in there, you can see like that one black person, which is me. So it's always like the black person in that class, they're always going to have their name known because, you know, that's, you match that face with that name, you know, that you're always going to be that black guy. So they'll always know your name. So just having that attention on you is going to show you that you need to work harder, you need to push harder, and you need to succeed in your education and just do your best, because you have all these people watching you and expecting people, like people are expecting you to fail. So having all that attention on you, people need to know, like, I'm going to have to succeed because this is what I came to do. This is what I have to do to prove a not only prove a point, but to satisfy yourself in what you need to do.
That was MSU student Juwan Clark reflecting on being a young African-American male in Michigan. Go to WKAR.org to see the stories of our other panelists and share your thoughts on the WKAR News Facebook page. This is 90.5 WKAR, your NPR station.